Name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Today is the 10th month, the 12th day of the year 2025, and it's the 18th Lord's Day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice therein.
It's the feast day of St. Adam, Abel, Seth, Lot, Caleb, Tobit, Tobias, and Mordecai. Don't forget Mordecai, the great Mordecai, and St. Queen Esther, our brothers and sisters who paved the way for Christ. I like that joke that he's got good jokes. The riddle about Abel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you read what he said?
Why didn't he run away? You mean? Yeah.
I forget how. What did he say?
Because he wasn't Abel.
Yeah. Something. It was a good one anyway. It was about Abel. Appropriate for Abel. I don't think he'll take offense at that. As far as Cain's concerned, I don't know. You know, you don't even know if he saved his soul or not. You know that. The Bible's kind of quiet about that. He gave him he let him live.
Yeah.
He put the mark on him. But if he did save his soul, he's not a saint. But it didn't say he was actually damned, you know. Anybody who tried to kill him would get killed. God was trying to stop the revenge thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that can never stop.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I liken to St. Patrick, who died. This revenge thing, it can never end. And you see when that gets into you, it gets like a disease.
A messenger from some Irish chieftain, no doubt inviting us to become their next human sacrifice.
No. Our first Irish disciple.
Hello?
Hello yourself. What can we do for you?
Please, my name's Benignus. I'm alone in this world, and I want to join you.
A simple question. Why?
Because I believe in your work.
Why?
Because I believe in what you are doing. And before you ask why, because I believe in someone who can fill a man's heart with strength and forgiveness instead of this revenge. I saw you risk your life today for something you believe in. Well, I want to believe in that too.
Good answer. Isser Ninus, Auxilius, I am Patrick.
I beg you to let me join you, both as a servant and pupil.
You are destined for more than that. Your future is with us. Come.
It's good to remember. Who is that?
So the modern day Jews is like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they don't like
crazy.
It.
And some pagan races.
Yeah.
It's called an eye for 10,000 eyes.
Yeah.
And they never stop.
That's
a pride thing, too. You know, when you know, let's say, like, after the, you see in The Godfather, though, he was able to forgive. When they killed his son, he went, let's call this off.
Yeah.
Stop it. Now, because we're going to keep killing one another.
But I must have strict assurance from Corleone. As time goes by and his position becomes stronger, will he attempt any individual vendetta?
Look, we are all reasonable men here. We don't have to give assurances as if we were lawyers.
You talk about vengeance. Is vengeance gonna bring your son back to you? Or my boy to me? I forgot the vengeance of my son. Let me say that I swear on the souls of my grandchildren that I will not be the one to break the peace we've made here today.
So, normal people kind of... I can see where you do it for a while because you gotta go back. Then you gotta stop it. But when it's like the Hatfields and the McCoys, that thing was going on for like you did to my great 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 grandfather, and
yeah.
Then you could have wars over claims of land. That's another issue. All right, anyway, let's get into the announcements first and the mass prayers, because then I'm gonna be just talking about this new thing I'm working on, which is important. I'm gonna record it too, just so anybody who's not online they can listen to it, and I'll post it up on the website. But this one's not going to be meant to be posted on my site. I'm just telling you guys, it's a preparation for you guys to see what I'm doing and maybe come up an idea of what's going on and show you the progress. of what's happening with that, the article on the incorruptibility of Jesus' human nature. I should tell my brothers about that last night. It's a really big thing.
Yeah.
The sixth week day is a feral day, and it's a God's anniversary. Oh, how's Sister Laura? She's still under the weather a little, huh?
Yeah, she was up all night. Barely could get dinner made.
How many years have you been married?
Yeah, I knew somebody was going to ask.
He's in trouble. He's in trouble. They've been. Oh, he don't know, Sister Laura, how many years he's been married. What is it, like 100 years?
Yeah.
Or is it 200? What, 200? Imagine like back in the days before the flood. Keeping track of your age. Of 1,521. How old are you? 1,583. Oh. He's like, I was just joking to LaSalle about like in the, before the flood, you know, you'd say, well, how old are you? 1,321. I missed 100 years. Yeah, okay. Back in those days. The great St. Luke is on the seventh weekday. No, I was talking to, I think it was Brother Nick when he picked me up. I don't know if I mentioned to you guys, but just talking about her Blessed Mother, because we had two feasts of her this week, but about how great she is. It's just incomprehensible. Yeah? Yeah. And here's the thing I was thinking about. Because we're writing about this thing which Christ's incorruptibility of his human nature. And now with the Immaculate Conception, which puts the icing on the cake, Mary's incorruptible. But anyway, what I said was you needed a new Adam, right? So you need a new Eve. For a new Adam, you need a new Eve. So the new Adam can have no sin or punishment or sin or concupiscence sins. So neither could the new Eve. You needed both of those to save men. That's another thing about co-redemptrix.
That's beautiful.
Now, God definitely needed Mary, because he did,
yeah,
to become a human. And she was spotless like he was.
Yeah.
Then I thought about this. Jesus Christ was living in a sinful world, and his human nature was incorruptible, but it was united to his divine nature. So he's a divine person, and his human nature was divinized. So that makes it, he's living in a sinful world, and he's got all his qualities. Mary was living in the same sinful world as Jesus did, and her human nature wasn't divinized. It was a pure human nature, but purer, like Eve before she fell. And she didn't have that divine nature of divinization, but she never sinned. You understand what I'm saying? She never sinned. She's the human being that Eve would have been, but God knew in his predestined mind was going to be sinful humans, so he put them first. But that's what God's will is for a man. But see, Mary, if she was she would have been, born and conceived in a sinless world. She would have never sinned.
She was born in a sinful world.
She would have never sinned. Think how great that is. That's like puts to shame Adam and Eve. It shames them. It shames any of us who ever sinned. Telling us that you were never meant to sin. I didn't create you to sin. Right. Oh, no, Adam and Eve sinned. No, Mary was created pure and spotless, lived in a sinful world, was not united to a divine nature like Christ was. It was a pure human nature, but was completely free of any sin, and she never sinned.
Right.
I'm just thinking about, that's number one. Number two, how painful it had to be for her to live in a sinful world, seeing, knowing, having this pure purity that no one else had. So in other words, she suffered greatly, but she was also, and it also shows you how great she is. And then when you say, how could you not call her co-redemptrix? You got to be out of your mind. You have a new Adam, right? So we need a new Eve. Anyway, so we've given Mary a little, you know?
Yeah.
All right, now we got a new memorization category. The Amos curse, which I called the God hides himself from mankind. Or I was going to put God plays possum. Why did I say he plays possum? This is a possum, he plays dead, right? And guess what the possum does? He plays dead. But the thing that Brother Sal shot wasn't playing dead. It was really dead. He got the javelina right in the head. Bango! Alright, well, I didn't write, but it was Amos curse, Amos 8:11, right? I think it was 11 to 12. Who do you guys know the Amos curse?
Behold, the days will come, saith the Lord, that I'll send a famine into a land not of bread nor of thirst, but of hearing the word of God, and they that shall move from sea to sea, and they shall move from sea to sea, from north to east, and they shall go about seeking the word of the Lord, and shall not find it.
That's it. It's beautiful.
That's it.
And that's Amel's curse, right?
Yeah.
Now, the other one that's perfect for that is going to be next week, Proverbs 1:28. They shall call upon me and I will not hear them. They shall rise in the morning and shall not find me. Not find me. He hit himself. When I was young, he wasn't hiding. I was loved God. I was close to him and all that. Even though I wasn't never a Catholic. But still, God sees you have some goodwill and all that. But later on, when I went bad, I mean, I just went totally bad. So then God went, that's it, bye-bye. You know, and he came back to me. Because if he didn't come back to me, I would have never found him. But here's the thing. It's very hard to find him today. I'm not getting a lecture on that. But God made that because you're worthy of it. A generation that's worthy of the Amos curse means you guys have been doing some really bad stuff against God for a long time. And he's dialed up a lot of these evil souls that be living these days. And a few of them, yes, he does convert, but you're worthy of it. If God does that, you deserve it. You know how many, it's like trying to teach a kid in class and he's not learning for like, so when I was taking piano lessons for like 1 year, I was still on lesson one. And the guy went, he's under the Amos curse. The kid doesn't want to know. I wasn't under it then, but then I said, that I'm not going to teach the kid no more. Then he put me under the Amos curse. And I was happy because I didn't want to learn piano. Oh, yeah. So he said, you're wasting your money on the kid, you know? So anyway, that's it. It's a secular example of what we're talking about.
Did you like the movie?
Who was that? Which was one?
The movie that we saw.
Battle Fire.
What was that about?
Piano lesson word.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I was like her, yeah. Just belch. You'll offend every sensibility in this guy's bones. You know? But that was
Dad.
Yes, sweetie.
Can I talk to you?
Yes.
I don't want to play piano, I want to swim.
It's not open for discussion, honey, okay? Miss Elosi's a very, very famous teacher, and if he accepts you as a student, I'm gonna play the piano. Sorry. Baby. Love you.
Yeah.
I just want what's best for you, you know that?
Okay.
Okay, honey.
If you broke all my fingers, Creasy, then tape them back together. I wouldn't be able to play piano, but I could still swim. Sam, get back.
Yeah, don't be a crybaby. You're tougher than that. Can you belch like burp? Can you burp? That's good. That's very good.
I just had a Coke.
All right, listen. Now, this teacher, this famous teacher, he teaches a lot of rich kids and plays for the symphonies and all that, right?
Okay.
All right, you belch every few minutes while you're practicing.
Okay.
You apologize to him, but you keep belching. You'll offend every sensibility he has, right?
Okay.
Very good. You'll be back in the pool in 24 hours, I guarantee you. Right, Sam?
Hola.
Lupita Ramos?
For you, Creasy.
Thank you. How does this look?
Good.
Hola, Pita.
Hola, hola.
Pásale.
Bye.
Bye. ¿Cuánto tiempo?
Una hora.
Una hora, gracias.
Playing a piano is good, though. It is a beautiful thing, anyway. That's something I really wish I did do, and maybe I wish I learned Latin, too, and I wish I had wings so I can fly. You know, If you save your soul, you're going to have all of that. Can you imagine the music in heaven? You guys can't even imagine what the music's like in heaven.